I don't remember if I learned with you the Rabbeinu Yonan Bishlei Perik Aleph Pasuk Ches. If I did, if I don't remember it, there's a chance that maybe you don't remember it either. I have a feeling that we didn't learn it at the time. And it's a very, very important Rabbeinu Yonah. It has a great deal to tell us today. It's all on one pasuk. The pasuk is Mishlei Shloimei, Bein Chacham Yisamach Av Uvein Ksil Tugasimoi. Mishlei Perik Yud Pasuk Aleph, after beginning with the words Mishlei Shloimei, which we went into Arichus last time. But the message of the first pasuk, Bein Chacham Yisamach Av Uvein Ksil Tugasimoi. Now, you know, it's an interesting thing. You do have the parallel of the positive and the negative that you find in most of the psukim in this section. However, the parallel is not on the same track. Because if you want to know what's misameach the av, then the opposite would make the av miserable. But here, the mother is miserable. Bein chacham yisamach av, uvein ksil, who's the opposite of the bein chacham, in the negative sense, he's the opposite of the Bein Chacham, Tugas from the word Yagon, the misery of the mother. So why did we switch? Why did we switch from father to mother? That's the question. So the Goyin says, very interesting thing. Bein Chacham Yisamach Av, She'oviv hu bebeis ha-medrash, u'kesha Bein Chacham Yoshev Itoy, gam kein bebeis ha-medrash, So he says, in the positive, the father has more nachas from his son than the mother. Now, b'medvarim amurim, you know, if she's pushing the vigala and there's twins, and somebody stops by and says, what's his name? And she says, which one do you mean, the doctor or the lawyer? So that's not going to be the Vilna Gaon's pshat in this pasuk. The Vilna Gaon is speaking about a very narrow perception, which is our ideal. If the simcha comes from simchas ha-Torah, the father, who himself is immersed in Torah, you see how ideal this is. Who's in the Beis Medrash? The tatem et nzun tzazamen. You're already talking about Lakewood. In Lakewood, you have that. You have the tata and the zunz, and in tzazamen, sitting in the Beis Medrash. The father's still in kailul, and the son just joined the kailul. But if you have that, and the father hears how he's great in learning, how he's matzliach, and how he's steiging, and he says over chidushim, bein chochem yisamachov. The mother only hears the echo of that. When you come home, you hear, oi, he was so gewaldig today, he said such a pshat in the melchames of the Ramban, it's mamish gewaldig, you should have tremendous nachas. So of course she does. I mean, that's her whole she'ifa, that's what she wants. But it's not the same as being present and hearing the chiddush, and it's also not the same for another reason. He can't tell the chiddush over to her, because she's not in the sugya. If that's the case, the bein chocham is yisamachov. So if you have that exact combination, the father's in the Beis Medrash, the son is in the Beis Medrash, the son tells over the Chidushim, then it's the Bein Chochem Yisamach Av more than Ein. What about the opposite? Avol Kisha Ben Ksil, Bein Ohaylok LeBeis HaMedrash. Father sits and learns the Beis HaMedrash, but the son is nowhere to be found. Ela Yoshev Batal, where is he? He's in the house. So in this abstracted structure, if you will, this imagery, the father and the son in the Beis Medrash, the mother and the son, it's a disaster. Why? Because he's at home. What's he doing at home? Now, of course, in the larger spread of things, you could have all kinds of combinations. But the imagery of the Goyin is explaining why by the Chochem it's Yisamach Av, and by the Ksil it's Tugasimoy. Continues the Goyin. V'oit, ben Chochem shekosvu ha-mekubolim sheba'odom hu beiz koychos, koyach ha-av v'koyach ha-em.
So
shehu mikolcha. Shekseil tugas imoy shehu mikolcha. I would like to leave this section for another time. Bli neder, bli shvua. No, because it needs something, some other things to follow up and to explain this. What does it mean that someone is mikayach ha'av and mikayach ha'em bichlal? And what does it mean that the kayach ha'em is a negative? What does that mean? The kayach ha'av is goyver or the kayach ha'em is goyver? And why does it make one of them a chacham a tzaddik and the other one a ksil? So we'll have to leave that out. Interestingly enough, the middle part is harder than the last part, even though the last part is very much based on the Yesod and Kabbalah, as well as the middle part. V'oid bein chacham shemitzvus aseihu misitcha da'aba v'lois aseih misitcha de'ima v'shekasavnu l'malo. And I'm going to give you the various cases and places where he said it in the next pieces in the Gra. K'mashekasavnu l'malo, he means in Perek Aleph Pasuk Ches. V'atzadik einoi nizhalel rak b'mitzvus aseih. Now, this is also an abstraction, because a tzaddik is someone who is also omeid b'nisayon. So, it isn't simply that when you see him doing positive things, you praise him. That's true, but it's not that that's his only dalet amos. That's not the total picture, but it's what people see. In other words, if you see a Rasha, how do you know that he's a Rasha? You'll say, because he doesn't take lulav in hand. He's a Rasha because he's over on Eishes Ish. He's a Rasha because he eats chazer. In other words, the loisa says, make the Rasha visible. Now, it's tzaddik. Do you know how much he fought his Yetzer Hara to walk by in the street and not to be nichshal in irurim? You don't know. But when you see him, you see a person give a lot of tzedakah, you see him learn b'asmada in the Beis Medrash, oh, that's his atzadik. In other words, the evidence to the street, to the stranger, to the person who's observing from the outside, the tzadik is identified more clearly by the mitzvah saseh that he does, and the rasha is identified more clearly by the loy saseh that he's over on. So that's what he says here, that the mitzvah saseh misitra da'aba, but tzaddik eino nishalal rak b'mitzvah saseh. The rasha is mizbaza b'mitzvah loy saseh. V'zehu bein chacham yisamach av, kloimar, yismach bozeh sheba misitra da'aba, from the side of the av, which means from the mitzvah saseh that he does. V'rein ksil tugas imoy mach mazdova haba misitra de'ima, the mitzvah loy saseh, of course, not that he fulfills in the positive sense, but that he violates. So misitra da'aba, misitra de'ima, the simplest explanation is that av is always active, and that's aseh, and ima is passive, and that's lois aseh. Let's take a look a little bit further. On the pasuk perek aleph pasuk ches of Shema b'ni Musar avicha v'al titosh Torah simecha, the Goyin was commenting, Shema b'ni is positive, al titosh is don't do, don't abandon. So you know, At the time I spent a lot of time explaining the difference between the chinuch and hadracha of a father and the chinuch and hadracha of a mother. And I believe at that time we pointed out the last Rambam in Sefer Noshim, which is Hilchos Soita. So the last din in Hilchos Soita, the Rambam says very explicitly, on the pasuk v'yadata kishalom ha'alecha ufakadata novecha v'loy sechta. So the Gemara in Yevam is, the Rambam paraphrases, and the Rambam says that if a person is poked his house, meaning that he's the guard, he's the watchman, he's actually the boogeyman, he's always looking to see if everybody behaves, then it's v'yodato kisholoi mahalecha, then it's shalom, and v'loi sechta, and you are not violating the Ribbono Shlom's ratzon. Masha ein kein, if you are not poked, and who are you supposed to be poked? Who are you supposed to watch over? So the Rambam says, the wife, the children, the other members of the household, if it's an extended household. In other words, he is mechuyev to be the shomer kol habayis. Where does this idea derive from b'chlal? All right, there's a posuk that if yodato kisholom alecha, because pakadato novecha, because you checked everything out constantly, you're on guard, and you make sure that everything is right, then v'lo yisechta, you have not failed the Ribbono Shel Olam. However, besides this pasuk, what's the makar for this idea in general? So you take a look where it is. It's at the end of the Chesaita. So the Rambam says, based on the Chazal that says a person is not mekane b'ishtay, lam kein nichnas by ruach tahara, that the right way of being mekane b'ishtay is to constantly be on guard. Where does she find herself? Whom is she frequenting? Where does she go? And a person making those efforts found out that she was maybe getting involved with someone, and he said to her, and he warned her, "Al tisteri imish pliny." And there's no evidence of an actual aveira, but she went ahead and violated his rotzen. So the fact is that when a person is poiked, his wife, it's a positive thing. That's what the Rambam says. If it's done in the right way, and if it's not done for ulterior reasons, which are treif. So if he does it in the right way, this, according to the Rambam, is just the tip of the iceberg. In other words, the same feelings, the same concerns that the moral gravity of the house should be just right conveys itself in all aspects of Yiddishkeit and throughout the household in every one of its members. Now this is very interesting. That's the shomer of the house. It's crystal clear that this is the father-husband's responsibility, not the mother's wife's responsibility. However, in the immersion of Yiddishkeit, in the acting out of Yiddishkeit, in the living of Yiddishkeit, the mother's hashpa is inevitably greater, and for the simple reason as follows. This gets us a little bit into the Rabbeinu Yoina, but it's an elaboration of what the Rabbeinu Yoina is saying, which we'll see in a moment. A child's hashpa is on many levels, but the father's ikar hashpa, besides that overarching shmira, which basically comes into play when something goes wrong, the father's in the Beis Medrash. The father is at work. The father is not home. The child, in the old days, before they farmed them out at the age of half a month, but before they farmed them out to this program and that program, the child was with the mother for a very long time. And the child was in the house, a boy, a girl. The girl, for that matter, was in the house till she got married, probably. There wasn't a Beis Yaakov in those days either. What you absorb in the house, in the living of the house, and the hashkafa that comes with it, is a yisayda yisaydis forever and ever. And that is the responsibility of the mother. That's why I said, the pasuk says, Shma bini musar avicha, because when the father teaches, it is a session. It's a lesson plan. There's a Shma bini going on. The father sits here, and the son sits there, and he says, "I will teach you, and this is what you have to learn, and this is what you have to do." So therefore, in order to absorb from the father, you have to have the kelim to be shemeya. Masha'en came by the mother, the lesson is always by osmosis. The lesson is inevitable. The lesson happens because she lives that kind of life. When you observe something, she doesn't say, "Come here, l'chu banim shimuli, yiras Hashem ala medchem." She doesn't say that. What she says is, "Tzedakah is agavaldik azach." She doesn't say, "You should give tzedakah." She goes out and gives the bread to the ani. Either she says it's gevaldik or she shows that it's gevaldik, which is even better. And the same thing. When is Tati coming home? When is Tati coming home? He sits and learns in the Beis Medrash. Halavai should be in the Beis Medrash all night. You hear something like that, that's not a lesson in the sense of sit down and I'll teach you what Talmud Torah is all about. She doesn't open up a Rambam and says, "Al yivatel afilu shor achas v'chulu v'chulu." She says to him, "Halavai the Tata should sit in the Beis Medrash all day." That lesson happens to be absorbed automatically and derech agav, and memela, it's a lesson that happens. It's not a lesson that's being taught. So therefore, the lashon is al titosh Torah simecha. Because when it comes to the mother's Torah, it's something that's already inside you without even realizing it. Don't abandon it. Don't give it up for anything. So that's the Shema B'ni, the acute, precise lesson in the normal sense of teaching. And Al Titoish, the kind of lesson that you can only absorb by witnessing and experiencing. So that was the pshat of the pasuk. But the Goyin says in this Bir Hagra, Shema B'ni, he says, Zekoy Amashe Kosov Lamala Lahavin Imre Bina, Upir Umafarish Mahain Imre Bina, Vamasham Imre Loshan Rabin. Ki Musar who beside Adas Hamachaber, what's Chesvaves? Chachma Obina. Vekoy Imre Bina Gamala Musar. So he says, Imre Bina refers to Bina and Chachma. So Musar Chachma, Musar Avichu who Torah Shebichsav, Vetorah Simechu Torah Shebal Peh. Ubeklolois Elu Habez Psukim. So there's a mouthful, and we discussed it by Arichus then. But what I wanted just to emphasize here is that he's saying the same thing. Torah represents the Ribbon Shalom, then there's Aviv, and then there's Imay. Shloisha Shvutim Godam, as the Gemara says in Kiddush and Daf Lamed. Now, in these identifications of and aim, he says explicitly, of is mitzvahs asay, and aim is mitzvahs lois asay. You have the same thing in the pasuk in Mishle Yudzayin Chafei. Pas la'aviv ben ksil umemer liyoladito. Yoladito, of course, is the mother that gave birth to him. Kas la'aviv ben ksil. A ben ksil is kas for a father. Umemer liyoladito, and the bank seal is also memer. Memer has different meanings depending upon which rishon you look at in the mefarshim. Some say it comes from the word mar, and some say it comes like a sorer, somebody who's moreid. That's how the Vilna Gaon learns it. But in any case, like ben sorer umore, so whatever the lashon comes from, it's not good. But the difference is between kas la'aviv and memer liyoladito, memer to the aim. So the question is, why it's two different things? So he says again the same thing. So the bank seal doesn't do mitzvah sasei, and he also violates lo sasei. So that's of and aim. The mitzvah sasei and the mitzvah lo sasei. Of course, it goes without saying that every woman is mechuyeves in all the lavim. The differences between men and women are found dafka in the mitzvah saseh, because she is not mechuyev in mitzvah saseh, shazman grama, and various other mitzvahs. Some of them are critically important, which even if they are not necessarily zman grama, are derived from the zman grama idea. And some mefarshim explained that the reason is because she's bound to her husband and to the household, and therefore she was freed from these responsibilities even by the Ribbono Shel Olam, b'dayma to being freed from the responsibility to a parent because she's meshuvah to her husband. So this parent, the Ribbono Shel Olam, also relieves her of certain things, including some very critical mitzvahs such as Talmud Torah, now, which basically would absorb your entire time if you allowed it. And if you did it right. So she's potter from Talmud Torah. This notion, this whole nekuda, this yesoid of what? Of mitzvahs lo sasei, is telling you that in all the things that you're not supposed to do, the woman is the same. But meanwhile, she's identified as the tzad of the lo sasei as well. What's the reason for that? Because again, in the active-passive concept, lo sasays, you don't do. It's only the negative, the violation, that you do something. But the vast majority of lo sasays require that you should sit still. So that's the passive aspect that's identified with aim. Most mitzvah sasays are the opposite. You're supposed to go ahead and do something. That's how it's identified with the zohar, with the father. In the next posuk, Mishlei Perek Lamed, posuk Yud Aleph, you have the same theme again. I just showed you the different places in Mishlei where the Gra identifies the Tzad HaAv and the Tzad HaEim as mitzvah saseh and mitzvah lo saseh. The pasuk says, "Dor aviv yikalel ve'es imoy lo yivarech." So it's interesting. The father, he, in a positive way, curses. The mother is lo yivarech. He doesn't bless her, but he doesn't curse her either. So what's the pshat? So he says, "Kloimar afilu dor she'aviv yikalel ve'imoy lo yivarech." Afa piken al tilshan. Because that's the previous pasuk. Va'amar etzel aviv yekalo ve'etzel imo lo yivarech. Ki aviv hu neged mitzvah sasei ve'imo neged mitzvah lo yisasei. Lachein etzel aviv ksiv yekalo ve'etzel imo lo yivarech. So he says, and then he gives another pshat based on the idea of where Moira and Kavod. By Moira it says ish imo yivarev tiro, to emphasize the aim, because the Moira is usually easier by the father, and the opposite, Kavod, is easier by the mother, then it says, Kavod et zavicha ve'esimecha. So he uses that idea to explain this as well. Shederech aviv liyasru b'shevet musar, aval imoy darko l'hadricha benachas, v'lachein etzel aviv shemiyasru etomit ksiv yekalel, shemekalel alb shemiyasreyu, v'etzel imoy shemechabdo ksiv lo yivarech. Very interesting. The guy in here is touching upon a nerve. Children who rebel always have, but again, this is a generalization, they usually have an easier time with the mother. The mother is begging that he should be a mensch. The father takes out the strap. Now this is so the child who rebels, if he reacts, the more there's an aggression against him, the more aggressive he will become in return. So it's aviv yikalel. The mother, he's not going to listen to, so it's lo yivarech. But he's not going to be mekalel her because she doesn't go up with that kind of regression against him. Many people have the image of the father chasing the son around the dining room table to catch him, and the mother trying to get in between the two of them. So this is really the positive and the negative in the ra of yekalel versus lo yivarech. Now we come to the Rabbeinu Yoina. The Rabbeinu Yoina on this pasuk of Shema B'nei Musar Avicha. And again, I don't remember if we learned it then, but it's certainly kedai to chazer it over many times. Sorich lahakdim arba hakadomois lahatzliach ba'avodas Hashem. I have to tell you something about the Rabbeinu Yoina in general. The Rabbeinu Yoina is called by his dor and by the subsequent dor hechosid. Hechosid mi Gironda, Hechosid, Rabbeinu Yoina, Harav Hechosid. He was always called Hechosid. Very interesting, the Vilna Gaon was also identified as a Gaon Hechosid mi Vilna. The Rabbeinu Yoina became the master of the Musar Hashkafa, and his analyses have tremendous psychological insight. Tremendous psychological insight. You know, we don't spend enough time, and no one really bothers too much with this. How do the Rishonim understand the psychology of the Eved Hashem, of the person who's struggling to be an Eved Hashem, of the person who strays from being Eved Hashem? And it's an entire Torah. So here is one of the classic examples. He says, four hakdamos, there are four principles, if you will, four yesodos, lahatzliach ba'avodas Hashem. This is the recipe. Harishona, sheyakdim bechevras hatoivim v'hamalamdim lohoyol, v'yachpoitz lishmoya musaram, shenemar sonei tochochas bar, sonei tochochas yumas. Pasuk tells you that you have, this is a fascinating thing, by the way. You have to be in the right environment. But what's the main reason that you should be in the right environment? Everyone would say, well, of course, because if you have, there's either the right environment or the wrong environment. And if you have the wrong environment, then you're in trouble. He says the reason you have to have the right environment is not just to avoid the negatives of bad influences and bad friends. Is because only the right environment will give you the corrections that you need when you falter. They will tell you where you go wrong. They will give you teichacha. And a person who is not inclined to teichacha will avoid such people. because they don't want to be told what to do. They don't want to be told where they went wrong. They don't want to hear it. So Memela, the first Yisoid, he says, is you have to be Bechevras HaToivim, and he adds the words, it comes from a possible, Melamid Lohayil. But Mahamalamdom Lohayil means that they are his teachers. And that's the inyan, of course, of Asay L'Chorav. Now, Hashenis, Yizoher Mikol Chevra Ra. Now he speaks about what's taken for granted. That if you're in the wrong company, besides the positive Teichocha that you will not have, obviously, because they're happy that you're doing Averis and they're happy to undermine you, the very mitzius of being in their family, in their colloquy is going to be a disaster. And he doesn't even have to say what? V'lo yischaber l'rosha pen yachshi layu, said the Chadova Poshet. V'ashlishis, yitein el libo yo'oineg, v'ashalom v'agmul v'haschar, v'yira es Hashem, ki ein atzlocha la'avoido mi'baladei ha'yira. Very interesting thing. The Rabbeinu Yonah, remember we learned the Rambam just the other day, and the Rambam tells you that avoida meyira is the kind of thing that we teach the ketanim and the noshim, the amei haaretz, who can't handle more. Rabbeinu Yonah says, just a moment. Yira is the foundation of everything. And you can't jump to chokhmah without yira. Reishis chokhmah yira sashem. And yira is a tremendous madrega, dafka yira sainish, he says. And if a person thinks that he can abandon Yiras HaOynish because that's not really important, and he is not nearly on the level of where the Rambam is talking about, then not only doesn't he have the real Ahava, but he doesn't have Yiras HaShemayim, and without Yiras HaShemayim he says it can't happen. Nothing can happen. So how much Yira is a person supposed to have? Well, you know the Beis HaLevi's Yisoid. The Beis HaLevi says, the Gemara asks, on the Pasuk, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shomei Ma. So the Baruch Shalom is saying, Ma. Moshe Rabbeinu talks to him, he says, it's not a big deal. Yira is not a big deal. Not a big deal to avoid Averis. It's the struggle of a lifetime. What's not a big deal? Atu Yira Milsa Zutrasahi. So the Gemara, I wrote a whole chibur, a whole sefer called Musa Avicha on that line, on that one line. If you're thinking in the perspective of Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Gemara, it's not such a big deal. In Legabe Moshe Milsa Zutrasa, asks the Ran in his drashas and many others for him, every pedagogue understands that if he's going to explain to somebody based on what he knows already, the pedagogue knows, it's not going to work. Because without giving the proper hakdamas and without descending into the mindset of the person that you're teaching, you'll never reach him. It's like the mathematician who didn't teach the olive bays, and he's talking already highfalutin things about very sophisticated theorems and axioms, and the person's totally lost. So fashteitzach, you have to be yoyred to the mentality, the mindset, and the feelings and appreciations and capacities of the Talmud. You can't base things on who you are as the Rebbe. So the kasha obviously is, what do you mean legabe Moshe was a milsa zutrasa? Moshe is pe'al pe'adaberbo. The Rambam lists in the seventh parak, I believe, of Yisaydei HaTorah, all of the unique qualities of Moshe Rabbeinu that make him different than any of the other Nevi'im. So you're going to compare yourself to the rest of Klal Yisrael, and because by you it's a farthing, by them it's more than $1 million. It's impossible for them. So you have to say, Kindalach, I know it's hard, I know it's a struggle, I know it's a Yitzhahara, but you can do it if you try hard enough. What is he telling them? Because by him it's Ma'a Shem Elokecha HaShomei Ma'a. So the Beis HaLevi is Masbir what the Gemara meant. The Gemara meant that you have to hone yourself to a Madrega where Yira suddenly becomes, you know, if somebody asks, what am I supposed to feel? How am I supposed to reach that level of true Yiras Hashem? So the Beis HaLevi gives a mashal, very famous mashal. He says a person is running to do an Aveira. He's chasing an Erva. Gemara has stories even about Hanoyim and Amaru. Chasing an Erva. He can't control himself. All of a sudden he comes to a bridge. And the bridge you have to cross over to reach your destination, to do the Aveira. The bridge is, all of a sudden you realize it's very rickety. The bridge hasn't been attended to. There are all kinds of holes. one of the ropes on the bridge is already almost cut, and all of a sudden you realize that your life is in danger and that you're being threatened by the bridge from all sides, and you forget completely where you're going and you just hope and pray that you survive the bridge, that you manage to come back unscathed and you don't fall deep, deep down and break every bone in your body. That's what he says. Yiras Hashem has to be the pachad noira is so great that the aveira simply melts away. So it says, what is pushing him? Taiva. Taiva cannot coexist with fear. Genuine fear. He's talking about real fear. The panic in the breast. The adrenaline that he was running and chasing after the taiva suddenly dissipates completely, and all he has now is the fear that he's going to die on the spot. Person walks across ice, and all of a sudden the ice starts to crack here and starts to crack there. And before you know it, whatever was on his mind and wherever he was headed, right now all he wants to do is to survive for another day. That's the kind of yira that you're supposed to develop. When a person has that hasaga, it's not such a big deal to avoid an error. So someone once said a very beautiful vart. He said, The Beis HaLevi does not deserve Gan Eden for avoiding Aveiros. Because he's honest. He can't. But he gets Gan Eden for reaching that Madrega. Do you understand the point? So this is Yira. You know, I want to make that clear, because, and the Rabbeinu Yonah is just repeating what it says in Mishlei, and what the Goyin has said in his own way as well. Yiras Hashem is a very, very high madrega. True Yira. I'll tell you something else. There's all kinds of levels of Yira, of course. But Yiras Ha'onesh is something that today is kemat, completely gone. And I'll tell you why. It's very pashut. The Olam has gotten, and I'm putting this in very big quotation marks, because it's baloney, but the Olam has gotten very sophisticated. Sophisticated. And you have to be, when you tell a person that if he does Averis, it's going to be a kafakela, it's going to be a horrible moment right after a person's patira, that there's going to be a judgment of a bezdin bashamayim, that there's going to be a tsoya reisachas in Gehenna. These are things that do not appeal to the modern mind, to a great extent, because there's a little shemitz of apikursus in almost everybody today. And the world is pushing and pushing. The only world that exists is the world that you see, the world of your senses, the only thing that you can prove experimentally, and everything else doesn't exist. You think that doesn't seep into your Eim Ushleimim? Unless they fight back, and unless they are in an environment where they hardly ever hear or see any of this. But the world that most people are exposed to is full of this on every level, and it is a Toiras Imecha kind of thing, not a Shema B'nei Musar Avicha problem. It's a Toiras Imecha problem. What I mean is, it seeps in indirectly, and when you're not looking, and it creates a Hashpah, which is almost impossible to fight because of that, because it's part of the air that we breathe. And therefore, I'm telling you, The pastor, Lahavdil Elif Havdolis, that gets up in the middle of the south and he starts screaming fire and brimstone and you're going to burn. How many Rabbonim did you ever hear say such a thing? Or did you ever in your life ever hear such a thing? Did you ever hear a person get up and say you're going to burn in Gehenna? You know why? Because it's not popular. It's not the kind of thing, some people say, it's too harsh. What do you mean it's too harsh? If it's true, of course it's too harsh. That's the point. The Fnei Mi'at Ha'osid L'Tein Din B'Cheshvan has turned into kind of like a very, very, like parava, you know, there's going to be a bezin, and of course, you know, in that kind of environment where you can argue back and you can say, you know, Oynes Rachmana Patra, and I didn't know, I wasn't taught, and yeah, that's also a crankite from today's door. That nobody's really responsible, because it's always the way he grew up, or if you follow some psychologists, when you came out of the womb and you got that zets, You're already finished for the rest of your life, so you're not responsible for anything. You know, it was a warm, comfortable environment, and all of a sudden you come out, and the doctor not gives you a patch on the tachas to make you cry, to see that you have exhaled, and you're breathing properly, and at that kind of, and you're cold, and you're miserable, and that's going to damage you for the rest of your life. That's what the Gemara probably meant. Mutav shaloi nivra, misha nivra. Anyhow, the bottom line is that this is not very popular today. And Memela, Rabbi say, Yira is down the tubes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your friend. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is your helpmate. He Hashem Tzilcha. Hashem is your Mishenes. Everything is wonderful. Hashem is there to help you. He's your tata, and he's your mama, and he's your chaver. But chas v'sholom, and you want to know something else? You know how far this goes? Even a father and mother are no longer giving musa. Even a father and mother are no longer giving that matzav which creates yira from them. Who has yira from a parent? Not yira sakovet, and certainly not yira sainish. Yira sainish? A child says to the father, you hit me and I'll report you to the authorities. And don't think he doesn't. The firmest circles they could do that today. Don't you hit me. It's all the same. Because the tata in Himmel is also the tata. It's the same thing. Don't you hit me. Don't you dare. So in that kind of environment, I think there needs today to be a super emphasis on Yira. Because till you get to the Rambam's Ahava, it's wonderful. It's a gewaltige gezach, and it's a tremendous madrega. But don't think for a moment that Ahava can ever be achieved unless you've passed the threshold of Yira. And when the Rambam says it's not such a pashut gezach, it's not because Ahava is not such a pashut gezach. It's because you can't get to Ahava before Yira, and Yira is not such a pashut gezach. So he says very explicitly that the third inyan is Hashlishi, Yitein el liboy ha'oineg v'hashalom v'agmul v'aschar. You hear what he says? You should bedavka contemplate the ganeid. You should bedavka contemplate the reward. And that is the source of yira. And of course he means in the negative as well, you should contemplate. The yira is Hashem, ki ein hatzlocho lo avoda mibal adei ha'yira. If you ask me, that's 3/4 of the problems of today stem from this third nekuda that's missing. And then he writes our revius, is asik b'chochma uti chaviva b'chashuka be'eno v'yitrach bo mezitz demalavut v'yakel be'eno v'tircha yaleha, and he should not feel in any way imposed upon that he has to be so work so hard. When you learn, you have to work hard. He says, what's the mashal? It's a beautiful mashal. Vayiyu be'enav kiyomim achodim ba'avosa yoysa. Yaakov Avinu is now forced to work 7 years. And he says it was nothing for him. Why? Because if that's what I have to do for her, I'll do anything for her. So he could have said 70 years. 7 years is gushed. And while I'm working, I don't even realize that the time is passing. Ba'avosa yoysa. You never feel in the Beis Medrash the burden because you love the Torah. An incredible thing. That's the fourth nekuda, these four principles. Principle number one, you have to have the right friends. And why? Because they can tell you where you go wrong. Peledik. Number two, of course, chas v'sholom, avoid the bad friends. That's another tzara today. Today, everything is the friends. Parents are garnish, Moreh Derech are garnish, and friends. You do what your friends say, you go with your friends, you go where your friends go, it's all your friends. Parents want you to go to this school, to this camp, to this asifa, to this thing. No, I'm going with my friends. My friends. So, Fashteitzach, if the friends were on the Madrega, even then it would be wrong. What do you mean? You do what your parent tells you. But if the friends are what they are today, it's a disaster. And to be mechanech such a person is almost impossible. Because in the final analysis, everything that an adult tells you, everything that an authority tells you, is not, you're not gorgeous in it. So you tell the chazach. And this is in the firmest circles and the best circles like that. And it's impossible to be mechanech such a person. Because the yisoid of chinuch is that there is an avichani mecha. There is a rebbe and a moira. That's why these two yisodos, the third yisod, there has to be real yira. And the fourth yisoid, avas ha-toira, v'yoko be'enov ha-tircho yoleo kin shenema, v'yu be'enov kiyom mechod. Then he adds, v'yizoyer shlo yisasik b'chochmas ha-chitzonius ha-reikoiz v'arois, v'lizchaber al-ashoinim bom penyach shileyu v'yinotu raglov. V'limur ha-chochma yatzileyu mizeh shlo yachshilu ha-koifrim, v'lo yege b'sifreyem v'lo yamin l'divreyem. V'al yidei ha-akdom yisaele yatzliach b'avoidah. Amru Zal Yira Mevi Oli De Maisa. Ubamokam Acher Amru Godel Talmud Shat Talmud Mevi Li De Maisa. Vekasha Yishkoid Ala Maisa Laze Vachetel Lekaima Mitzvahs Yagia Mizel Amailis Kasha Yizboya. Vine Alze Aseda Shekosavnu Loch Tira Aparshiois Betchilas Hasefer Aze Seduros Umavuores. He says, based on these four hakdomas, you can see the flow of the parshiyos. You'll know their seder and you'll know their secret. Ato, now he begins, hochel b'mitzvahs musa avaim. Hachafetzim b'tikun min hogei habein v'tuv moisorei. Musorei. V'achas min ha'azoriz ha'niskoriz tomid min ha'sefer hazeh. She'yazir ala bein lishmoya musa ra'av. And now he adds the following. He says, one of the yesodos of the Sefer that courses through the entire Mishlei is that there's a responsibility for the father to be moichiach his son, and it's critical that the son should pay attention and heed his father's critique. And he says, what's the reason for that? He writes, V'tam o'ikar hazeh, this on the very bottom, he quotes the famous Chazal and Ovis Reb Nosson that everybody knows. Mashamu Chazal, you look at the last line. Yud Gimel Shana Kodam Yetzer Hara Li Yetzer Hatoiv. The Yetzer Toiv kicks in at Bar Mitzvah. You should know, it's a very fascinating thing. You have kids in school, so you have bullying is now a very popular topic. Like all of a sudden, okay? So you have the bully. And what does the bully generally do? It's usually not a one-man show. The bully gets the gang together, and they, in cahoots with one another, at the instigation of usually of a yochid, who's their leader, who's their gang leader. But they get together to make life miserable for that vulnerable person whom they decided to pick on. The ritzicha that can happen is something that you would expect from a Nazi. I'm not joking. The ritzicha is something you can expect from a Nazi. Ad dichducha shel nefesh. V'haraya, in certain places, the person actually literally jumped out the window and killed himself. Now, what does it take for something like that to happen? So one would suggest and assume that such a thing could not possibly happen in Torah circles, because the hadracha and the chinuch of Torah makes such a thing impossible. The only place that this could happen is by hefker people who don't have that kind of hadracha, and maybe don't have any hadracha at all. They are capable of making someone so miserable that he would want to commit suicide, because that's really ritzicha. And especially since in the Torah, there's a whole slew of things that are warning against it, and they're actually chatoim. They are sins mefurish. They are included in the lavim of the Torah of the Tanakh. It's not just a musadikah, it's basic to the fundamental fabric of Torah and mitzvahs, such as oinoaz dvori, right? You want to know how far this goes? An amazing thing. The same Rabbeinu Yonah says that an Abizrayu of Ritzicha is Malbim Pnei Chaveiro. And he says, it's mashma from what he says, that you might even be Mechuyev Yehori Balna, which is astonishing. Somebody puts a gun to somebody's head, kill that person with a gun, with an arrow, with a knife. Are you allowed to do it? No. One of the three things. What if a person puts a gun to a yid's head and says, embarrass him in public? You say, well, what's that? He'll live for another day. I'll calm him down. It's possible that you have to give up your life. Could you imagine? Now, just to make it a little bit more matamim, Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in one of his tshuvas, he says like this. He doesn't come to a maskana. He says, ulai, efsha, whatever. He's just talking it out. So I give a mashal for the kind of thing that he's talking about. Not talking about giving up your life, he's talking about chilul Shabbos. There are two people that are fighting with one another, and the third person, Chaim Yankel, is watching these two people, Beryl and Shmerel, and he sees that Beryl is getting so angry and so violent and so vicious that in shul, of course, with the whole island there, and they rest of them are singing Luchabaydi. But those two are at it, and he knows for a fact that at the next moment, Beryl is going to get up, and in front of the whole island is going to embarrass Shmerel and devastate him. And there's nothing he can do. There's nothing he can do, except he can go to the light switch and shut off the lights. You're talking about Friday night. It's Shabbos L'chol Adayas. He shuts off the lights. In the pandemonium of what's going to go, the whole thing will be batul mavud. Should he do it? Sure. Mind-boggling. I'm not saying anything halacha l'maaseh. Even he. And there's a lot of discussion about that whole parsha and the whole inyan about Bezrayon and house. The ke'ilu is so someone went ahead and listed all the ke'ilus in Shas. You know, ke'ilu is not the thing itself; it's just ke'ilu. But via zolnish zayin, you see that kind of thing, embarrassing somebody, could even be thought of in such terms, is amazing. So it's crystal clear, right, that Yiddishkeit abhors this to a fault, to an extreme. But you'd expect that in our circles, such a thing couldn't be. You have no idea. You have no idea. I'm involved in chinuch hayolodim and hayolodos all my life. My rebbetzin is a principal of a school. And we have contacts. And people also who are mechanchim. Principals, teachers, 7th grade, 8th grade, 9th grade. Never mind. You can mamish adich ducha shal nefesh. You can bury a person, tear them to shreds. What's going on? The teretz is the Yetzirah has such a shlita that all this Torah is just hanging in abeyance. We have the ability to suspend 10 years almost from Aleph Beis. 10 years of Hadracha, Yoimon Valaywa, and such a thing could still be possible. Because the Yetzer Hara has that Shlita and that Kayach. It's amazing. It's amazing to see. It's devastating to see. And that's why, as far as I'm concerned, I always say, maybe somebody in Kol Lashon will hear me. I always say, give me $5 million. I don't have to worry about tuitions and rent for a couple of years. And let me start an elementary school. I think the whole concept of Hadrach of children and the whole notion of Musar and Midos and the emphases, I don't think we're doing the job. I really don't. I don't think we're doing the job. I don't know that I could do the job, but I'd like to try. But be that as it may, if we have that hasaga, we come back to the Rabbeinu Yonah. He writes, "V'tam ha'ikar hazeh, mipnei ki anar lo shomu klei sich lo ada sheyigdal, v'yetzer leif ha'odom ra min ha'urav." Ta'avoso doesn't just mean that you're chasing after something. Ta'avoso means you could be chasing someone. That's also ta'avoso. Ki ein loy ezer me es sichloy loy chiach nafshu ulaniach darke ta'avoso. He says, within him there are not enough kalim to help him ward off the pressures of the Yetzer Hara. He just doesn't have it inside of him yet. He says, and if you realize that, you understand that left to his own devices, after 13 years, so to speak, of practice, the Yetzer Hara hasn't bound hand and foot. So now what's going to be the next? Now the Yetzer Tov kicks in. So the Yetzer Hara says to the Yetzer Tov, you're a baby. Leave the driving to me. I'll take care of everything. I've been around for a very long time. I know this guy. I know what he needs and I know what he wants. So where does the Yetzer Tov stand a chance? That's what he's asking. So he says, at the time when he's young, to do some self-critique, and to abandon whatever it is that he's chasing after. And once he's had 13 years of practice, the Yetzer Hara is king. By the time the Yetzer Tov becomes something and he starts to realize that there's more to life than being a miserable person and chasing after one's desires, it's maybe too late because he doesn't know how to deal with his Yetzer Hara. It'll be very difficult for him because he grew up in that environment. Al Kain, Tzarik Sheyazruhu Yolidov Besichlam V'yoychichu V'yadrichu B'derech Yeshara B'mei Anarus V'gam Ki Yaskin L'yosur Mimena. He says that the purpose, it's very interesting, you may not be able to accomplish everything. The child may still do all kinds of strange things. But if he hears what's right in a constant, and he says in the last couple of lines, by the way, it has to be done correctly. Chanoich la'na'ar al pidarka. But if it's done then, when the Yetzer Tov kicks in, all those lessons suddenly come to the fore. And he stands a chance. It's an amazing thing. But left in a fadorbina environment with no musar and no hashkofa, no hadrocha, even if you don't see the peros of that hadrocha, but without that hadrocha, the future is very bleak. Because the Yetzer Tov that kicks in later is going to be almost impossible. I just want to tell you something very interesting also about hadrocha. I have a number of Talmidim that are the sweetest people in the world. Baalei tshuva that are from maybe 5 years. The person's 21, he's from 5 years. What happened to those first 13 or 14 or 15 years? He grew up in a non-from environment. How come he's so nice? Because the parents gave that chelik, that human chelik of caring about somebody else, of not hurting somebody else's feelings, of living up to responsibilities, of a word being a word and not hefker, that today you could say this and tomorrow you could break it just like that. Those are all fundamental values in Yiddishkeit, Rabbi Isai. A person who's not from is half from. You're not talking about Al Capone. You're talking about people who have very, very strong moral incentives. Now, their moral incentives, since they're not based on the Torah, could be all kinds of warps. But there's a hadrocha there. And the hadrocha could produce a potential that once he becomes from and realizes what the Torah actually demands in all these inyanim, he's a gem. And the reason is because that tkufa that the Rabbeinu Yona is describing did not go to waste. And sometimes it can happen, you should know, that somehow or other, the parents are busy, the parents are full of stiras, they say one thing and they do the opposite, they yell at each other to such an extent that the person realizes that being mevaza somebody means nothing, because they're being mevaza each other in front of the children, and maybe in front of strangers if they get truly angry and upset, and on and on and on. And that kind of hadrocha in a quote-unquote from environment, they are also hit from. It's just the other hit. It's very interesting. It's not poshut. Not poshut at all. And the Mela, the Rabbeinu Yonah's point, of course, it's well taken. If the Rabbeinu Yonah says it, it's always well taken. Ha-chosid Rabbeinu Yonah. But if we follow that prescription, we realize something very yesidistic. That in the child, there are germs that are going to, like the tree that has a bud, and all of a sudden there's nothing there in the wintertime, and all of a sudden there's a bud, and all of a sudden there's a flower. You think it wasn't in the tree? If it wasn't in the tree, it wouldn't come out. It doesn't come from the air. The same thing in Hadracha. Person may not even see the Hashpa while it's happening. But the Rabbeinu Yonah guarantees us that that Hashpa is going to make it possible that when the Yetzer Tov arrives finally, that the person will have what to plug into. And the wherewithal, the baggage, to be able to handle the Yetzer Hara with that Yetzer Tov. Without that Hadracha, it's infinitely more difficult. The Bezus Hashem Yisbaruch Hu, it should be Zoicha Bein Chochom Yisamachov rather than Bein Ksil Tugasimah.